Today on The Travel Guys.
Today on The Travel Guys, we take you to the New York Times Travel Show live. Everything from
Ecuador to Alaska, even your chance to become a star on Broadway.
You think so?
I bet you.
All that and more coming up today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chickens out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. A bright, sunny Sunday.
A perfect Sunday.
It is. It's a fun day Sunday on Classic 93.1. You get your headphones on there?
Hello? I do.
Hello? Can you hear yourself yet?
Yes, I do.
All right. It's a fabulous Travel Guys radio program. Mark just barely made it here by, I don't know, I guess he had about an hour to spare.
Wing of prayer.
Yeah. All the way from across the country.
Those 1:15 a.m. Pacific Coast time wake-up calls in New York City to start your day. Yes,
there you
sir-y.
Go. Well, you and Chris both looking pretty good.
Yeah.
A little beat up, but not too bad.
Yeah, it's about 2,500 miles, so, it's the pressurization and everything like that. But it was a good trip across the country. We flew United today. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the news. For those of you who are flying United/Old Continental in the next couple of days, why?
Stay tuned. There are
some things you should know.
Yes, and we'll have them for you here on the Travel Guys radio show. And, of course, today's feature within the program, as you know, Mark went back to the New York Times Travel Show, and he's brought with him some great interviews that I know that you're going to find fascinating. And, of course, we've got a lot of fascinating things in the news, as always. Crazy things going on. Some fun stuff. Some stuff you need to know. So let's start the show, as we always do, with Mark Kaufman and an update on the travel news. Ben, please. Mark and news, please.
Yes, the band just off to the side here in the alcove, kind of like the Tonight Show, where the host was center stage and Doc Severinsen was off to the side.
Yeah, I like the female
drummer.
How
we get the three or the four of them in here every week. All right, in the travel news this week, these are some goofy items. A drunk driver thought he was going to go flying, or actually maybe thought he was going to get the express lane at the check-in at the airport. Flights at Philadelphia International Airport were halted briefly Thursday morning after a 24-year-old man drove his sport utility vehicle through a construction fence on the airport's perimeter and drove onto the runway.
I've seen that in several movies.
Yes. Well, this was real life.
Real life.
The police say the man now faces DUI and reckless endangerment charges after he sped up and down two different runways while authorities gave chase. The incident delayed about 15 flights while also stoking concerns about airport security. The police said the man was drunk and when he rammed a black Jeep Cherokee through gate 25 at the west end of the airport.
Seemed too easy to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, kind of random, but he didn't. His life has gotten a lot more complicated, I would suggest.
You bet.
Very, very easily. All right. Here's something in Milwaukee. We've told folks to be careful about what they buy from Groupon that involves travel. And in this case, this is really a bizarre story. Groupon last week apparently posted a thing in Milwaukee, a marketing company in Milwaukee is set to start giving 90-minute walking tours called Jeffrey Dahmer's Milwaukee. Now, remember him? He was the mass murderer, killed a bunch of young gay men back in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
was later himself killed in prison. So now a company has come up with this walking tour through some of his haunts. The folks in Milwaukee are not very happy about it, including Visit Milwaukee, which is the city's tourism promotion arm. They consider the tour insensitive at best. They draw comparisons. They say, well, if in Fall River, Massachusetts, when you were touring Lizzie Borden's place, Lizzie Borden, by the time they put that together, she was dead and gone, and the people that were related to the thing were dead and gone. A lot of these families still live in the Milwaukee area. So it's kind of a bizarre story.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that Groupon probably got a lot of flack
for
that.
Well, they sold 25 tickets, apparently, 15 to 25 tickets to this on this tour. They were offering the $60 tour for $25 before somebody realized what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and pulled it from the Groupon site. AP has a screenshot of it showing sold out. So apparently they got it down fairly quickly, but it's just kind of a a bizarre piece of history. Who in the world would ever? We all know that a tornado hit Branson, Missouri last week, which is one of the country music capital and one of the entertainment capitals of the country. Interesting thing, the folks in Branson are a pretty tight-knit group, and I thought this was an interesting news item. There is a one of the shows in Branson is called a Neil Diamond Tribute. There are many of these kind of tribute shows in Branson. And this particular show escaped any of the damage from the tornado. And what they have done is offered anyone, any tour operator who has a group booked into another show and it's canceled for some reason, if you go to their show at Neil Diamond Tribute, they will rebate a portion of your ticket price to the original theater. So I just thought that was a really – that would never happen in New York City. But they would say good luck to you and hope you make it. But in Branson, there's a little bit more of a community feeling. And obviously with the tornado, it's a very random thing. I mean, we've all seen the pictures. That the one house is gone and the house next to it is in perfect shape. Same thing happened in Branson. They'll be up and running, I'm sure, by the time the summer season gets into full swing. Fortunately, it happened in the middle of the night because it could have been a pretty disastrous situation. But I think what the bigger story there is that the folks in the community are jumping in together and sticking together to try to be able to put things back together and get things running as soon as possible and make sure that whatever comes into the kitty is shared by all for a while.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. You know, I like...
Wait a minute. I have one news item. Tom rarely has anything to contribute to the news, but I have one I ran across. It was actually on the Classic 93.1 Facebook page, and operators at the Battle of the Bango, it's an annual fishing competition in Lake Winnebago, said participants were struggling to find places to park and were urged to not park on the ice. However, authorities in Wisconsin said participants looking for a place, the contestants...
No, don't tell
36
me.
Of them decided they would park on the ice, and 36 of them are going to have to get new vehicles and walk
because
home.
Because the ice... The ice broke.
Fell through the ice. So I don't know. Is that a travel? That's kind of a travel.
That is a classic.
Story,
hey, listen,
news.
Before we wrap up the news here, that is a classic travel story. It's just a classic human story. Listen, before we wrap up the travel news here, we promised folks we would talk a little bit about the Continental United thing. Chris Galloway and I.
Chris, welcome. I opened. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Chris, he was in my studio, and I was proud of you. You didn't recline on the couch. I would have taken a nap after that.
Oh, it was tempting.
Well, we kind of slept across the country today. But flying on United / Old Continental today from New York to Chicago to Sacramento, and there are some struggles. Their computer system, particularly in Chicago, yesterday they had some problems. Today they had some problems. It took about about an hour to board that aircraft today?
It did. I had some issues upon check-in.
Yeah.
My reservation, but just handed an ID and they were able to pull it up in the computer system. No troubles there.
What appears to be happening is there are some seat issues and there are some issues. You may go to check-in online and it will tell you that, hey, we don't have any record of your reservation. It appears to be a temporary problem. Folks are getting to the airport and once you get there, they're able to help you. But so I suggest you try to check in online. The United Continental phone lines are completely jammed up. You're going to look for an hour wait. I mean, even if you're somebody who has status and has a special number to call, they're incredibly backed up. We were on hold for an hour a couple times yesterday and finally gave up. So if you can do it online, do it. If it doesn't relate to travel in the next few days and you don't have to call United Airlines right now, I would strongly recommend to you that you postpone that call for a day or two to give them an opportunity to serve the people who are flying and get their system back together.
And we were talking before the program, and you had some advice for those that, you know, we're talking about, you know, not right now, but down the road, if they have some difficulties, they might have an opportunity to call.
Absolutely.
And get something.
United has been really good, Tom, the last few years about giving people a coupon if something happens on there's a delay or you've got a legitimate service issue. They've been very good about that. So my suggestion to you, if you're flying United in the next few days and you encounter a situation where you didn't get the seat you were assigned, there's some kind of delay, you missed your connection, something happens like that, don't go overboard. There are a lot of people who are having issues for a few days. If you can keep your cool and send an email to United's customer service folks, give them a call on the phone in a couple of days, keep your information, tell them what happened. United has been pretty good about sending people a certificate good for a little bit off on future travel or something like that. So that might be an approach that you might want to take a shot at.
Coming up now, if you've ever had the fantasy of being on Broadway, or where you'd like to cruise to Alaska, or maybe you were thinking about a trip to Palm Springs, all that and more coming up as we go to the New York Times Travel Show with Mark Hoffman, right here on The Travel Guys. You know, they say the lights are always bright on Broadway.
Oh, they are. They
say
are.
There's always music in the air.
There's nothing better about going to Broadway and seeing Broadway shows. Crammed in three during my visit. Death of a Salesman, Philip Seymour Hoffman is a star, classic old show. Spectacular. Best piece of live drama that has ever been written, I would say to you.
Before we get to the Broadway fantasy interview, let's just go around the table real quick. Just got back from the big travel New York Times travel show. Chris, your impression. What was new this year?
Well, the big news there was that Cuba, for the first time in, 50 years or so, yeah. They actually had tourism delegates there that were attending. They had literally gotten their visas the Friday before and walked from the plane onto the platforms or onto the stage yesterday.
It's pretty interesting, yeah. To play to a full house. Our good friend Arthur Frommer was there with his daughter, and we didn't hook up with Arthur yesterday for time reasons, but we'll hook up with him in the next couple of weeks and see what's going on with him.
Through the magic of pre-recorded radio broadcast, semi-live. We're live. This is not. Mark, just earlier today, I guess this was yesterday, right, Mark?
That's it.
All right. You're going to find this fascinating. Mark, let's go to Broadway Fantasy.
Tom, we're here with Lauren Class Schneider.
Yes.
Lauren is the founder of Broadway Fantasy Camp, which is something new that's coming to New York City this year. And we've all heard of the baseball fantasy camps where us old guys can go and pretend that we can really play baseball. But now there's something really exciting in New York that's going to be very similar to that concept. Lauren, tell us about it.
Exactly. We're like a first cousin to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, the Baseball Fantasy Camp, and now for all those theater enthusiasts, we have Broadway Fantasy Camp. So a participant will arrive, they'll come into a rehearsal studio, which are the same studios that other Broadway shows are rehearsing at. So in the rehearsal studio, next door to us might be Jersey Boys rehearsing, or Phantom of the Opera rehearsing, or Wicked, or Memphis, or
Mamma Mia. And some of the people who are with your Fantasy Camp program are actual, legitimate Broadway people.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are creating the Broadway Fantasy Camp family. In that Broadway Fantasy Camp family, we have Tony nominees and Tony winners.
And you said that Broadway is very excited about this whole concept of being able to add this kind of extra dimension.
Of course, absolutely. Of course, what we know about Broadway and theater in general, it's an opportunity to go and see it. We are giving adults the opportunity to be in it.
So you mentioned, folks, if they take you have several different programs, and people can go from a day to 5 days, and if they take the grand package, why they're actually going to produce their own little musical and have the opportunity to perform on an off-Broadway stage.
A five-day session results in their own musical review. Now, not to scare anybody, in the back of the audience, there'll be a huge teleprompter with the lyrics up. Our choreographers will be in the back of the house, so they will be able to be coached and guided. It'll be only a private group of audience members, simply their families and friends. It's a safe environment that lets people live their dreams. And each day, they'll have members of the Broadway community, various theater luminaries coming in for Q&As.
So they're actually going to get to interact with people who are active in Broadway productions and have been part of the Broadway family.
Absolutely, absolutely. They'll have a chance to have their photos taken with them. They'll learn what it felt like when they were nominated for a Tony.
How come no one has ever done this before? How was this idea born?
Passion, love, enthusiasm. It's really, I've had the good fortune of exposing my friends and family to things that they wouldn't be able to see in the Broadway. Backstage tours, meeting the current Phantom of the Opera, meeting whoever might be starring in Mamma Mia, and I do that for my friends and family. This is expanding it. So my friends and family are going to grow, and people who aren't my friends and family will become our friends and family. We want to let that exclusive experience get broader for more people to be able to share in the joy and the passion we feel for the theater.
Lauren will put a link website on travelguysradio.com. If you're listening to this wonderful interview from the New York Times Travel Show in New York, if you've ever wanted to be a Broadway star, this is your chance. Go to travelguysradio.com and we will hook you up with Broadway Fantasy Camp, and you can come to New York and be a Broadway star on your own.
Absolutely, and there's no business in show business.
Lauren, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to be Doc Brown in Back to the Future. I've already got the hair for it. So when I get to do my fantasy on Broadway. And now to Alaska. Mark, what do we have?
Tom, our next guest from the New York Times Travel Show is Michael Ween. Michael is from Alaskan Dream Cruises, which is a new small ship cruise line in Alaska, just starting its second season, has taken the place of a long-time perennial Alaskan small ship cruise line, but with a little bit different twist now. They have a tagline, True Alaska with True Alaskans. Michael, tell us a little bit about this small ship cruise experience that you folks have created for people in Alaska.
Well, first of all, any way to Alaska is a great way. It's an amazing state. I was born and raised there, and very proud as an Alaskan to be just
talking about it. The Convention and Business Bureau would be very proud of you.
Absolutely.
Started off an interview that way.
But that's why True Alaskans. We're based in Sitka. The family has been in business since the late 1960s, and our goal and our business model is we want to make sure guests can see and meet people that live there year-round and an opportunity to have learn the processes of how we go out and get fresh fish, and overall,
these are more personal experiences. These are folks who are going to go into smaller Alaskan communities and have more interaction with people who actually live in the community.
Right, absolutely. Of course, the marquee ports of call, which many people are familiar with, Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, which are amazing towns, but there's so much more around this particular area. There's Kasan, Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island, Wrangell and Petersburg, which offers some very interesting aspects of history that they contributed to the history of Alaska. Petersburg was established in the late 1800s by a Norwegian fisherman, and there are so many smaller ports that the small vessels can go into, and our goal is to make sure that the guests can see a well-rounded experience of, from small villages to the marquee ports, but also see and learn of what life is like by Alaskans who live there year-round.
Now, you're headquartered in Sitka, which is one of my favorite Alaskan communities. So tell folks a little bit about what they might expect to experience in Sitka, perhaps.
Sitka has had historical relevance to the state. It was the state capital when the Russians occupied Alaska, and the Russian influence is still visible. The architecture, but it is a fishing village. It's a strong art culture. There's a lot of musicians there, and we have wonderful walking tours. We also offer a otter and quest excursion where right before the cruise we'll go out and look for some marine life that are more intimate in the area. That even some of the our size of boat can't offer. We even go to some fjords, and then we meet up with our boat, and the guests transfer over. So really, the opportunity to see marine life and wildlife and meet Alaskans who live there year-round. Our itineraries are designed to slow down to look for the wildlife, go into some beautiful fjords, and a very intimate experience. Chef-inspired cuisine, fresh Alaskan king crab, fresh salmon, halibut. Every evening is just a lot of different
Alaskan
activities.
Alaskan king crab, you've got my attention now. Alaskan Dream Cruises. Michael, thank you very much for your time. We'll put a link to your website on travelguysradio.com. So if you're driving around Sacramento right now, listening to all these wonderful folks at the New York Times Travel Show, you can connect with them by going to travelguysradio.com. Michael, thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll be talking Ecuador. We'll be talking Palm Springs. Right now, let's talk Broadway, Mark. Got a chance to catch a show or two?
Yeah, I got a chance to see three shows. Actually, I saw Death of a Salesman, I mentioned. A brand new show on Broadway called Once. Now, my understanding is, I'm a little bit of a neophyte when it comes to this, but that it's been a book and perhaps a movie. It's based in Ireland. It's a love story. It is really unique in that the musicians who are part of the orchestra are characters in the play.
Fascinating.
And all the musicians are on stage the entire time. So it's a little bit of a different sort of effect than you've seen on Broadway before, but I just thought it was a wonderful show. I think there will be. It's called Once. It's coming over from London. It's in previews now. I saw their second performance, and if that's any sign, it really spectacular. And then an old favorite that was an old movie has been on Broadway for a year. We went and saw last night Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. If that wasn't 2 hours of absolute slapstick hilarity, funny, Girls' Night. If you're going to New York with a bunch of your girlfriends, go see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. You will really have yourself one good time. And of course, Broadway is Broadway. I mean, it's people all over the place, packed wall to wall.
Little different experience this year compared to last with the weather, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a little bit snowstorm last year with if people who are longtime listeners will remember there were a couple feet of snow in New York last year for the New York Times travel show. This time it was a little rain. Chris and I walked over to the Javits Center. It was certainly nice to have a sound guy with me this time, though. We avoided a few catastrophes. As you could tell, the background noise there was a little bit loud in some of the instances.
I know that both of you love fine food. Chris, what was your finest dining experience on your little New York trip? Did you have one?
The pizza.
Chris is looking at Mark going, I don't remember, because we didn't really dine,
but...
We worked and we grabbed things on the go, but yeah, pizza is always good in New York. Ray's Pizza.
Ray's Pizza. That's where you go if you want good, right, Chris? You lived in New York for a couple of years.
I have no complaints.
All right. Here we are. You are listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. More from the New York Times Travel Show. We'll be talking Ecuador, Palm Springs, and we're going to find out about one of the greatest tour companies around, according to Mark. And if he says so, it's got to be true. And that's Talc Tours. All of that and more coming up. And don't forget, everything that you're hearing on the radio today on the travel program is also available at TravelGuysRadio.com. Aaron with the news. This is Tom. There's Mark and Chris. And we'll be back here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. We're back on the radio, by golly.
Yep.
I
was just sitting there waiting for you.
I don't know. I just was enjoying Paul McCartney there.
Well, I was still thinking about Aaron and all of the interesting... She always has something in the news, you know, that's a little... When I'm putting together the travel news, I feel like I have to come up with something really off the wall because I might come in here and find out it's second best.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Mark, I know Sports Leisure Vacation's got a pretty good lineup heading into the spring and the rest of the year. What's going on there at the old tour company?
Well, I'm about to take some folks down to spring training in a couple of weeks and enjoy some baseball in the sunshine.
I thought about that last night watching the news. There were the Giants in their first Cactus
Brad
League
Posey's
game.
Posey's out there, and they're going to play him at first base. Anyways, this is a travel show. We shouldn't spend too much time on baseball.
All right.
My next trip after that is early June. I'm taking some folks to Cape Cod, and I am soliciting participants actively. We are going back a night in Boston, two nights in Provincetown.
Participants, does that mean you got to do something?
That means that they... Well, no, I'm seeking people with the money to be able to go.
Oh, I see. you're seeking travelers.
Seeking travelers, exactly. I'm taking a maximum of 20 people, and I have 12. So, accounting me, that means there's room for 7 more.
Cape Cod,
it's.
Did we already talk about what you're going to do?
Two nights on Nantucket Island, two nights in Provincetown. They have a sand dune tour on the Cape there. Chris was with me last year, and they go out in these big four-wheel drive vehicles.
Oh, good. It's not a walking tour.
No. You go out and do a sand dune tour on the Cape. Great food back there. Of course, lobster, you know, flows like hamburger in that part of the world. And so you have to have a lobster dinner, and you have to go out to Martha's Vineyard and go out to... We're going to stay two nights on Nantucket. I think I mentioned that at the Nantucket Inn, and be able to fly back directly from Nantucket to JFK and catch the evening flight nonstop on JetBlue and come all the way back to Sacramento. So it really is one of the best itineraries we've ever offered. We went to Cape Cod last fall, and we didn't stay on either one of the outlying islands, Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. This is just a little bit of a variation of what we did before. Every time we go someplace, we try to tweak it, make it a little bit better, a little bit different. So it goes the 2nd through the 8th of June, and I would invite you to go to sportsleisure.com to find out more about it. And I will tell you that the two Lucky Travel Club numbers winners for today, you win $100 in Sports Leisure Travel Cash, Tour Cash, if you call our office Monday or Tuesday. Agnes Mossbach and Christine Turpin. You are the two lucky names for today. Agnes Mosbach and Christine Turpin. And I should also mention, Tom, that our Mystery Spot contest starts in a few weeks here right on the Travel Guys.
Cool. That was a lot of fun.
In order to win the big prize, though, you have to be registered. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com. All you have to do is just register your email address, and then you're going to get special clues and your chance to win a trip to go see some of these shows on Broadway that we're talking about.
Cool. All right, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and just so you'll know, we've got a great lineup of some more interviews. We're going to...
Let's go up. We've got Ecuador coming up here, and then we're going out to Palm Springs, it looks like.
All right, once again, let's return through the magic of radio to the New York Times Travel Show with Mark Hoffman.
We're here with Maria Gabriela Torres, and she is the...
International Coordinator for Quito Visitors Bureau.
Some folks might say, "Oh, well, where is Ecuador? Where is Quito?" But it is the jumping off point for an attraction, a natural attraction that has become quite popular lately in the last few years, the Galapagos Islands. So, but to get to the Galapagos Islands, you first have to go pretty much to Quito. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, Quito is the greatest city in Latin America that you're going to find. Okay, it's the gate point to all Ecuador, not just the Galapagos Islands. It's you have all the attractions nearby. If you want to do adventure, you can do the downhill, horseback riding, canopy, everything. If you like to go to the historical center, we have all this all the history that was made by hand. It's filled with gold, the churches, the museums, you know, pure art.
Yeah. For someone who has never been to South America before, never been even on the continent before, and this is their first visit, what would you tell them to see?
Okay, mainly in Quito, you can't miss La Compañía de Jesús Church. That is basic. Okay, you have to go to Otavalo. That's this Indian market where you can find a craft made by hand and very traditional. It's very nice. Okay, you can go to the middle of the world, of course. You can be at both sides of the world at the same time. And you can do that in every place you go. And what else? You can go to Galapagos.
Obviously, English is not the first language in Ecuador. Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish is the main language. But we manage a little bit of English, okay?
So an English-speaking visitor who goes there and is not Spanish-speaking will still be able to get...
Yes. We're very used to have tourists, you know. So we've learned to understand, although we don't speak. All the people speak English, okay. But they can manage. Of course, there's a little bit of basic things that you should know. You know,
like, what if I've never been to Ecuador and I'm wondering, will I be safe there?
Okay, Quito is a very safe city, you know. It's a capital. You have to have your own security norms, as in every part of the world. But it's a very safe city. The people is very friendly. You can talk to them. They're going to help you. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And when you leave Quito, then you're headed out to the Galapagos Islands. Tell me a little bit about the Galapagos.
Oh, the Galapagos Islands is a place that takes your breath away. You know, it's enchanted. It's the enchanted islands. The animals go around just by you. They live and they like you to be there. And so they exhibit their art. You know, they dance, they sing, they do everything to attract your attention.
But it's a very fragile ecological environment.
Of course.
So we're all trying to be careful to protect it.
Yes, you have to follow the norms, you know, no eating, don't bring a specific kind of food, don't bring animals. There are the security norms, but still, you're going to enjoy it because the animals and the environment there is like out of the world.
Maria, thank you very much for a couple minutes of your time and a little introduction to Ecuador tourism. Thank you.
That's
a little bit different place. Sorry there.
My gosh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it really does. The Galapagos are really one of the cool places on the planet. I have never been there. I've never been to South America.
Terry Knight was doing his best to try to figure out how he could make the real estate show live from the Galapagos Islands by way of Ecuador.
Do we need to tell Terry there is no real estate available there, perhaps? All right, let's move on to the New York Times Travel Show here. From Ecuador, we go to to Palm Springs. This is a good time to be saddling up to somebody from Palm Springs because, you know, it's cold. It's not as cold in Sacramento as it usually is this time of the year. But usually it's cold and foggy, and we're looking for a place to come to. And Palm Springs would be delightfully close with a nonstop flight every day, no less, on Alaska Airlines to Palm Springs and back. So anyway, what's up in Palm Springs, Mary Jo?
Well, there's a lot of new things happening. We just wrapped up Modernism Week, which is an event that celebrates everything mid-century modern, design, architecture, home goods, furnishings, styles, everything. It has grown, it has exploded in Palm Springs with the interest in sort of the retro, the unique, that step back, that live like Frank, that whole hipster vibe. Modernism Week has just really, really taken off.
That's something I've never even heard of. What an interesting idea and it obviously draws a lot of people.
Well, Palm Springs has one of the largest collections of mid-century modern architecture in the United States. And as that interest has grown, more people have come in and taken homes, buildings, and renovated them back to their original states. And so it is really becoming a center for that, for people looking for that kind of design aesthetic and also that vibe.
Now, we were talking before we started the interview about downtown Palm Springs and about how the Follies there have really revitalized the downtown area in the last 20 years. The market on Thursday night is a favorite with my people.
Yes.
There's lots of hotels that are within an easy walking distance there. There really are a couple of cultures in the Palm Springs area. You can come to golf and stay in fancy resorts, but downtown Palm Springs kind of has a culture and a feel of its own and is a very visitor-friendly place.
It does. It has its own personality. It's very, very visitor-friendly in terms of it's small, it's walkable.
It's very walkable.
There's a lot of, you know, al fresco dining type things in the winter. It's beautiful. You can sit out under the stars. In the summer, everyone loves that they all have misters, and they can get the little mister sprayed on them and can still sit outside. Of course, every hotel, every vacation rental, every lodging has a pool. They never close like some other cities. They're always open. They're always warm. And people just, they come for the rest and relaxation, but they also come for that contrast, that stunning natural beauty when you come into that valley and you have those huge mountains and that beautiful little warm desert oasis sitting at its feet. And then you get inside of there and you're able to start to explore up the tram into the Indian Canyons, the mid-century modern architecture that I talked about earlier.
There's scads of stuff to do in Palm Springs. You can even take a Jeep tour out and see an earthquake fault.
Because we sit right on the San Andreas fault line.
Absolutely.
Beautiful day trips to Joshua Tree National Park.
Thank you so much a little bit about Palm Springs.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I just want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to keep on going.
72 is not good enough for you outside, huh?
It is beautiful in Sacramento
sure
today,
is
it not? One of the greatest places to travel. People just for whatever the reason.
And you know, when you travel, you got to have stuff. You got to have travel stuff.
You do. You need stuff.
Sometimes you need special.
Where would you go? Where would you get stuff?
I would go to Holloway Travel Outfitters if I needed any kind of special stuff.
And you know what? I understand that if you need special stuff to keep the sun out of your face and keep you from getting skin cancer, right now Holloway Travel has got a great special going on what are referred to as packable Tilly hats.
Uh-huh.
And I see the one I want. It looks like an Indiana Jones hat.
Approved by the Melanoma International Foundation. So for people who are sensitive to the sun, these are hats that will help protect you from the sun. The wonderful display there on packinglight.net, John's website. Also a special on Stop Identity Theft. You know, we had somebody on the show a few months back who talked about whether or not you could get people could actually pick the numbers off your credit card while your wallet was in your pocket. And John's selling all types of the containers so that cannot happen to you along the way. All right here on his website. Plus, I see he's got videos now for packing. You don't have to go to Holloway Travel Outfitters to do a packing class now. You can just watch John show you how to pack, and it might save you $50 on your next suitcase. You know, your next trip if it saves your suitcase.
Whether it's a packable hat, rain gear. Pretty much anything you might need to make your little vacation, your travel smoother, better, and in a lot of cases, even less expensive. Where do we go?
We go to Holloway Travel Outfitters. You can shop them on Fulton Avenue between Northrop and Hurley, or you can go to the web and shop them at packinglight.net. That's packinglight.net. Holloway Travel Outfitters, Sacramento's number one travel outfitting agency.
And coming up, more from the New York Times Travel Show with Mark Hoffman. We're going to talk with one of the, well, one of the most infamous travel groups, I guess, in the world.
Well, maybe not infamous would be the right word. Maybe famous would
famous.
Be the most.
Famous.
Yeah, tours.
All right.
Coming up right after this break. Ah, yes. Another weekend in New York City. Woke up this morning in New York City, and here I am in the afternoon in Sacramento.
Yeah, isn't it a wonderful country and wonderful forms of transportation?
It is. You know, I forgot to mention something earlier, that the secret sports leisure staff code for today was potato.
You did. Potato?
Yes, potato.
Is that the secret staff code?
Yeah. Well, don't say it too many times, because then it would, you know, not be quite as so secret.
I see.
Probably our audience wonders why we say these fruits and vegetables on the air all the time, but it's the way I get my staff to listen to the program. Well, anyways, we have now an update from what is arguably America's, not only America's premier tour company, but arguably the premier tour company in the world, Tauk Tours.
Once again, through the magic of radio, we go to the New York Times Travel Show for the special Mark Hoffman interview.
Okay, back on the floor at the New York Times Travel Show, we're here with Annette Stolzberg. Annette is with Tauk Tours, which is arguably the folks who set the standard in our part of the tourism industry. And they have some very exciting opportunities coming up, in which Ken Burns, who many of you know from the baseball series and the Civil War series and the jazz series and the like, where you have an opportunity to interact with Ken. Annette, tell us about these exciting Tauk programs.
Hi. Well, we actually have two programs with Ken Burns. We have our tours. He has crafted some wonderful tours for us where he has done about 44 vignettes. So they go on the motor coach with everybody. And as you're going through our national parks, you hear Ken Burns, and he tells you about the people that he's met. And in some cases, you actually meet the people that he's met. He's also, we've done some events with Ken Burns. As you know, he's done the national parks. And there is an opportunity for your guests to meet, your listeners to meet Ken Burns. It is called the Civil War event, and we will have two of those this year, one in May and one in October. These are four-night tours that are based out of Washington, D.C., and they handle about 200 people, but not to be nervous, because they're not large group tours. Every day they go out and in small groups and see different parts of the information that Ken has given people about the Civil War.
So they're split up into groups, and folks are staggered in doing the same program at different times, and then coming together for major events to have the opportunity to meet Mr. Burns. And you're one of the business development managers for Tauk. How did this opportunity come about? Is this a special relationship, something?
Yeah, I believe it's a special relationship. Somebody knew Ken Burns, and they felt when they started talking with our CEO, Dan Mahar, that we were kindred spirits. We had the same philosophy in not only showing people places, but showing them the places in a very special way. And once Ken Burns met Dan, the rest is history. We now have a very nice partnership with him. And the nice part about the events is every night we gather the group together, and they go to very special places for dinner in Washington. So the first night they'll be at the National Archives with a reception and an opportunity to meet Ken Burns, and afterwards he will shake everybody's hand, speak with everybody, and it's a marvelous opportunity. People just love it.
Well, and Mr. Burns, we have underwritten some, my company has underwritten some of his programs on public television, and we have had an opportunity to meet him. And indeed, the chance to meet Mr. Burns is very special, because he is a very personable man and a very wonderful guy. And you can talk to him one-on-one about his work and things of that sort. And so, Annette, anything else exciting coming up from the Tauk family here? I know you have a variety of products now. You have a product for families, a product for intergenerational groups. Tell us just a little bit about that.
We have a wonderful product called Bridges. It's our intergenerational group. It's for families, and it's for families that want to connect with each other. You know, everybody nowadays is busy, and they have two jobs, and everyone's running for all kinds of activities after school and on weekends, and this really gives them a time to connect. We take care of all of the outside problems that might exist when you're taking your own children on a tour, and we just let them sit back and enjoy the itinerary and enjoy their time together.
And Ed Salzberg from Talk Tours, thank you very much for your time.
Now, remember, everything that you've heard on the program today, all of the interviews and links to any of the websites can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. And if we haven't mentioned it in a while, every one of our programs that you hear on the radio is uploaded and is available to listen to a second time at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Not to mention the fact that all of those goofy lists that Mark comes up with, and sometimes some other good important information about enrolling in the STEP program if you're going overseas, mm-hmm. so that your government knows where you're traveling and things like that. All of that stuff is right there on TravelGuysRadio.com. Not to mention the fact that when you go there, you can register for the Mystery Spot Contest, which will give you a chance to win a trip to New York City or to Hawaii in just a few weeks. We are going to start the Mystery Spot Contest Part 2.
Outstanding.
Right here on the Travel Guys.
Is this the one we're going to have people come in the studio and do the trivia thing again?
Absolutely. I think that was big fun. That was a lot of fun. We'll have a mystery spot contest every week, give you clues. If you are signed up, you'll get extra bonus clues in email. If you go on Facebook, you'll be able to get a clue. And then you'll be able to call us and help us identify the mystery spot every week. So it will be I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. Anyway, back to Talc Tours.
Right.
I tried to ask the lady about, because Talc is now offering these educational packages to Cuba.
Yep.
Cuba, as it would be properly pronounced.
There you go.
And Chris and I sat in on a seminar yesterday where, for the first time, as Chris mentioned earlier, Cuban tourism officials in the United States to promote Cuban tourism.
And apparently there was a little bit of strategic issues in regard to them getting there on time.
Well, they barely got their visas
the Friday before.
Yeah, yes. They literally got them the day before the show, and they arrived at the show and walked onto the podium. Their seminar was already in progress.
Yeah, so. Chris, what did we find out? What kind of touring, what's going to be available when people start traveling to Cuba?
Well, the way that they're setting their program up, it's called people-to-people traveling. The way they described it is purposeful travel, meaning cultural, educational, that sort of thing, historical travel. Not a lot of going and laying around on the sand, mm-hmm. which is fine. That's not really what we do at Sports Leisure anyway. What I've learned about it is that I am definitely going. I am going to begin working to figure out how to make this happen. They've got a couple tour operators there that work with tour operators here in the United States. I'm going to do some investigating into that. And if anyone is interested, give us a call at Sports Leisure Vacations, 916-8687 or 916-TOUR. Just give us a call and we'll get your name on a priority notification list.
Wow, you could be going to Cuba with Sports Leisure Vacations.
I think so. Chris was taking notes furiously during that seminar yesterday. It really was quite fascinating, I thought. But everybody is really afraid to talk about it because they're afraid Talc won't mention it, even though they're advertising it. Mm-hmm. But they're advertising it very quietly. And the other companies that are offering that have these licenses are just, it's all on the quiet. I guess nobody wants to really upset things. But the Marriott Hotel guy told us there that his U.S. business was up 20% last year over previous years. This, in January, it was up 300%. So people from the United States are discovering a new destination, Cuba. I suspect it will be more popular to people on the west, on the East Coast, mm-hmm. than the West, just because of a logistical thing. But sure. When you see the pictures and you hear the people from Cuba talk about their country, it's pretty spectacular.
Thank you for joining us. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Once again, TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark, what are we going to have next week?
Well, next week I'm going down to San Francisco with a group of frequent flyers, and we're going to get involved in a program called Kiva, which gives small loans to people in third world countries. And a group of frequent flyers have gotten together and put together a pretty special program. I'm also going to get a tour behind the scenes at Virgin America Airways. So we're going to tell you all about that next week here on the Travel Guys. Remember, we're the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. You can find Tom on
Classic 93.1 every afternoon, 3 to 7.
You can find Chris Galloway taking phone calls at Sports Leisure Vacations, waiting to tell you about trips to Cuba. We'll talk to you next week. We are the Travel Guys.
Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.